the weight of the has to finish the shiny word.
Shiny.
Shiny. Shiny. Shiny.
No, shiny. Shiny.
Okay.
Operations.
A joke. Music's parasha. Yaakov meets up with Esau. So he sends the shluchim, and he says, "Itzav Esau leimer, kaisayim adoni leEsau, kaimav chayakov, imlo bengarti veichar ata." Famous Rashi. Rashi says. Rashi is Tupshak, actually. Love and Garati. Linasesi, Sar, Vachoshev, El Ger. So, Melo, what are you all mad about? Because of the brachas. When you see the brachas, didn't do anything for me. I was a Ger by Lovan. Wamsha. Arab says the Grash, the Vracha Garati, Begematria, Taryag. Kloima, in love, Rasha Garati, Vitarag Mitzlish Shemarati, Lilmati, Mais of Haraya. Actually, I just saw a pshat. I think Moshe. Rashi Moshe said, I have a few pshat. Derek Drush says, "In loving Targum Shemati, Lomati Ma'is Varoyim." Maybe it's Chaim. That he said, "Lomati Ma'is Varoyim." Okay, that Yaakov was berating himself. Lomati Ma'is Varoyim. The Hainu loving those Averis. With a geschmack, yeah. Lovin does that. Oh, it was Chavos Chaim. Just with the story. Lovin does the various with a geschmack, yeah. Lomati Ma'is of Arayim. I didn't learn from him from Ma'is of Arayim how he does the Ma'is of Arayim, yeah. So I see. Meaning, the Poshvay learned. I didn't learn if he was bad Ma'is. Here's a Faker. He was berating himself, yeah. That it was tying on himself that he didn't learn from Ma'is Aron. He didn't learn from Lavan how he does Averis with Geshmak. And he doesn't do the mitzvahs with Geshmak, with such a Geshmak. I saw in the Chofetz Chaim Al-Taira, we're getting sidetracked a bit, but he's being that upset. There was someone, it was a Bachan that came from Radin, came there at Shul, came to Lamja. So because he had to give a speech, so he gave this drasha. So the Mashgiach came over to him. He gave all drashas part of drasha. So he said, "A very nice drasha and everything, but how can you say by Yaakov Avinu, yeah, bechir shabavos, yeah, that he had to learn from love and how to do things to do mitzvahs with geshmak, and he was berating himself that he didn't learn from love and how to do mitzvahs." So this bacher asked the mashgiach, said everything else was good, you know. He says, "Yeah, everything was very nice." He said, "This is the Ma'ara." He said, "Oh, Baruch Hashem." He said, "This is the only part of the shmuz that I gave that I heard from the Chofetz Chaim himself." So I'm good. So, anyway. So it says over here, Targ Mitzvah Shemarati. Yeah. So Chayra. And then another, so here we see Yaakov Avinu kept all Tariyat mitzvahs, not just the Zayin mitzvah Neach. Right, Tariyat. So then also we have the Mishnah, we have Gemara in Yuma, Abraham Avinu came called Tariyat Kula, Shememar, Ekav, Shashamar, Ramakayla, Vishma, Shmadi, Mitzvaysai, Chukoysai, Viseroysai. Yeah? So we say even Erev Tavshil, the Gemara says, it's Ben Mitzvah, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, also Abraham Avinu is called Tariyat Kula, Achlei Nitna, Shememar, etc. So here, everyone asked the famous Kasha, how could Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters? How could Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters? So, there are many, many truths in this Kasha. I didn't count them. I think we have here today 7 or 9 of my channels. We'll see how they go along. So the one teretz is not some mafursa. Rambam or Rambam says Kafisha etimu ma'ase mitzvus eila aidei avos the mitzvah Torah imunosam ba'achnas habayre etc. Avoido yira ba'avashen ikar emuna. V'amru chachmeinu came kimikol tarkula. Loish is shomus haShabbos. When it said they kept the Torah, it means the nyanim, the musar, what's behind the mitzvahs. But the actual kima mitzvahs, that Rabbeinu Avraham and Rambam says, that doesn't mean that. Lo yishomer Shabbos. They didn't eat matzah. Yeah? Means that they were mischaber to the Torah, they connected to the Torah in the yom of the Torah, but not the ma'isi mitzvahs, protiyos of the Torah. Now, so that's one test. If he's there, Kasha never started. They didn't keep the mitzvah poyel. They did the yom of the Torah. Meila, it's not a Kasha, we have to be married, shtei achayos. There's number one. What?
So what does it mean he kept tying mitzvahs?
Because that means that it doesn't mean who? Oh, by Yaakov. Oh, so it's not going to answer Yaakov. Then Yaakov is mashma, tarag mitzvah shemariti. Tarag mitzvah shemariti. No, so I guess also, if it doesn't mean he actually kept it. It means, the Gemara would also say that the Ovis kept the Torah, right? I mean, as the Losh, the Gemara says, right? Kiyim called Torah, the Gemara says. The Gemara does say Kiyim. It's still Ben Varam Aram saying, it doesn't mean Kiyim. It means the Nyanam, doesn't mean the Maisa. Doesn't mean the mice. Teres number one. The Ramah in the Chuvish Ramah Simen Yud, he wants to say, Harei doesn't say anywhere in Chazal that all the Avos kept the Torah. It says Ram Avinu. The pasuk in Abba Ram Avinu. Yeah, but the pasuk by Ram Avinu. Yeah, L'mashe Yitzav is Bon Benachem. Yeah. So that's the after maybe Ram Avinu. Maybe it's not of Ram Avinu. Ego Shema Ram Makayil Gishma Mishmarti. Maybe the other of us not. Oh, this is here. You have Chaim's question. That's not going to help you for our Rashi, because Rashi says Tariq Mitzvahs Shemarti. Yaakov Avinu says he did keep Tariq Mitzvahs. So how could the Ramah say that no, only Avram, not necessarily the Shmati, not necessarily Yitzchak and Yaakov. So Meila Akapanim Lefidah Ramah. There will be a teretz for Yaakov. If the problem is only that the Ovis kept the teretz, well, still we have the kasha from our Rashi. So I don't know if this counts as a teretz. The famous Ramban. Okay, there actually is two Rambans. One is less famous. One is very famous. The second one, this one is less famous. But the Ramban in Yevamos. See, there the Ramban is being done the Rayas of Bnei Noach. Okay? So Ramban says that all the Rayas that are totally in marriage, so then there's no Issa by Bnei Noach. Why? Because by Rayas it says Kicha. Wherever the Rayas says Kicha, yeah? Then they don't have issues. They don't have marriage. A raya that's totally married doesn't apply to Ben Noach. And being Zaraya from Yaakov Avinu, they married two sisters. So the Ramban is not handling the fact that the Avos kept the Torah over here, other place he is. Here he's handling the Isra of a raya is a Ben Noach. Does a Ben Noach have Isra of marrying two sisters? Is a Ben Noach allowed to marry a sister-in-law? Yeah, says Ramban that look. So that if they were just the sisters from the father, then for sure wouldn't be a problem because the goyim don't have yachas to the father. It says zirma susim zirmasam sar chamarim besaram zirma susim zirmasam. A goy does not have yachas to his father. Right, the zera of a goy is like that of a chamar. Hamela, there's no relationship between father and son. So Hamela, the sisters ma'av are not considered sisters by Ben Noach. That's for sure. Question is though, but doesn't say anywhere that Rachel Leah had a different mother. So therefore, there were sisters from the aim, and that's zichah sisters. I allowed to marry two sisters. Elamai, Teretz is because there was no concept of kedushin. Mela, it's not a chayz ishtoi, right? Ben Noach does not have kedushin. Mela, it's not a chayz ishtoi. It has to be ishtoi in order to be a chayz ishtoi. Okay, that's their mindset.
They were considered Ben Noach.
What?
Yaakov was considered a Ben Noach.
The Ramban here seems to be saying that.
Interesting.
Okay. Meaning, no, Chumra anyway. What do you mean? Again.
They weren't Jewish.
What?
They weren't. So they weren't.
That's a big question whether they had they were Jewish or not. We spoke about it. And okay, Dafka the Ramban says that Ma'as Shnichtu from Levram that they were not Goyim anymore. So Meila, no, but still though, there's no Kushin though. Even though they had a status of Jews, let's say. Even Al Tzad had a status of Jews. Saif Kasai, before the Torah, maybe it was no concept of Kedusha. Before the Torah, there was no concept of Kedusha. Just the fact that they were Jews doesn't mean there's Kedusha. Okay? So even Al Tzad, there are Jews, this would be Torah. It's why there's no Ikar problem of the Etzem Arayis. Yeah? Because there's no Kedusha. So Mamash Arayis, Al Tzachiv Arayis, that's not a problem. Now, what?
When Avram went down to Mitzrayim, they were gonna kill him to take her,
right?
Because they wouldn't take a marriage.
Ashish, no, that doesn't have Ashish. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Good question. No, so that is a concept called Bulas Bam. That's by Goy. This Bulas Bam, which means there is a concept of marriage, but not kedushin. Okay, Achois Ishtoi has to be with kedushin. Okay. Ishul is sikach. What's pasuk? Yeah, but there's a sikach over there. There has to do with kedusha. Okay. Now, but again, the Rabban does not discuss the other question. I always kept the Torah. A separate question. Oh, but Maisa, though, you could use maybe this question to answer the obvious also. Why? Because. The Shari like this, okay? So again, the Rabban's saying the Shminis Arayis, yeah, of Ben Ayak. Then he says, no, there's no Kedush, there's no Chesish. Fine. What about Avos Kedush? That here the Rabban addresses somewhere else. Now, the famous Shaila, another question. Avraham Avinu kept all Tarakula, Mishnah says. So what about Bris Mila? How come he didn't do Bris Mila? He kept all Tarakula before it was given. So why did they wait till 100? Till he was 100 years old till he did the bris mila? Yeah.
Maybe at that point.
What?
At that point. Then
that point what? That's when he started keeping the Torah? No, it doesn't say that. When it says that was before. What? Avram kept the Torah the pasuk before. Anyway. Oh, so the pasuk Torah is first explain. Because since he knew Golem Mitzvah, the Mishan Mitzvah, since he knew he was going to be Mitzvah, maybe he knew Brochesh was going to be Mitzvah, so merely wanted to wait until he's Mitzvah. The Biskarov says, and this is a Chodeshnik Teretz, a real brisket Teretz, that before the Tzivoy, he doesn't have a shame Arlo. Once it's a parasha bris mila, then the arla has a shame arla. But before the tzivo in the bris mila, it's not a piece of skin. So if you just cut off a piece of skin, it's not a mitzvah mila. It doesn't have a shame arla. It doesn't have a shame mitzvah mila until you're mitzvah. Yeah. Oh, so Meila Alderich said, Biskarov says, I'll pee the Ramban in your office, that before my entire was no kedushin. So Meila, Yaakov Avinu was allowed to marry two sisters, even though they kept the Torah. But since there was no Metzias of two sisters until this parish of Kedushin, it wasn't two sisters. It wasn't married. It wasn't a Chais Ishtai, right? It was two sisters, but it wasn't a Chais Ishtai, right? Just like Biskarov says, didn't have a Shem Mila, so Peter and Ramban didn't have a Shem Kedushin. Didn't have a Shem Kedushin, it's not a Chais Ishtai. So Meila, they kept the called Tekur, it wasn't a problem. However, the Biskarov is very mechodishtik, because this really has to do more of a Yisaiyistik question. If we have time, we'll get to the morale. It seems to say like the Biskarov and then this Nakuda. So your question is, it's really almost a philosophical question, and that is, when the Torah, is it Asr, when something is Asr in the Torah, is it Asr because the Torah said it's Asr? Or the Torah Asr it because it's a problem? Okay, so the Ran and the Drosh is very clear. I don't want to be Meirich, but the Ran and the Drosh is very clear that that the reason why Torah answered it is because of the problem with it. Yeah? It's bad if Torah answered it. That's what the Ran over there is discussing. I'm going to be married. The Ran is discussing Shiloh, that why is the hachra of the halacha given to the chacham and not the neviim? Right? If you want to know what God meant, yeah, so makes sense. You want to get a direct line over there. Yeah, you want to know what he meant. So chachamim, they're just trying to figure it out. So why is hachra given to the chacham, not the neviim? Right? So Saran says, of course, Baruch saw that the neviim will come bottle. So therefore, we need that they should give him the Chachamim. Oh, then he says, are you telling me that the Chachamim are going to mess up? You might mess up the Chachamim. They might get it wrong. The Nevi'im, they're not going to mess up. Says the Ran, something like this. This is this. If we help, like those that hold, it's only also because the Torah said it's also. It's okay. The same God that told you, you have to keep the mitzvah, said that it goes according to the Chachamim. He didn't do anything wrong, right? if it's only Oscar Hashem said so, not inherently bad. It's Oscar Hashem said so. So here Hashem said, listen to the rabbi. Whatever they say, you have to listen to them. So I didn't do anything wrong, right? But he said, we don't hold like that, he says. We hold that Hashem asked it because it's bad. It means it's inherently bad. If it's bad, and they mess up, so b'etzim, yet you did something bad. So therefore, why is that chalat to the chomim? So he says, because I told you first that it'll be bottle. And then he says, another thing he says, interesting, this is not a very quoted, this part of the line, it's a very quoted. He says, the fact that you listen to the Chachamim, that will compensate for any problem. You know, sometimes they might mess up. But that's the fact that I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm listening to the Chachamim, that itself will balance it out, that will compensate for the fact that maybe they messed up. So, we're digressing over here. So, upon him, in the round we see, Biskarov is saying it's not oral is bad, some bad, and that's why Hashem said take it off. It's only became bad when it says Hashem said take it off. The Ran Lachar is mash, but not like that. So Akapan, that's the famous mouth of Biskarov. It doesn't have Hashem Arla. No, because he really has cash in Biskarov. Right? They ate matzah. Yeah. What's matzah? Matzah cracker. Yeah. Okay, matzah cracker. Before the Torah says Berav Teichel Matzah, it's not matzah. It's a cracker. You can say the same thing like Biskarov. Elamai. No, it has a Shem Matzah, right? Or you don't need a tzibur to give it a Shem Matzah. So maybe hold it by the Arla. It has a Shem Arla. But even without the tzibur. So that's a Kharakash Biskarov. The bottom is the third Torah, the feet of Biskarov. That what? That it didn't have a that just like it didn't have a shame arla according to him. That's why Abraham didn't do it. Didn't have a shame achais ishtoi lefi the Ramban in Yavam. It's the meila. There's no problem of marrying two sisters.
Let me quote over here from Rabino Abraham and Rama. They did have matzah, but they did not have matzah.
They didn't eat matzah. It's not they didn't do the mitzvahs.
Right. So they didn't eat matzah.
Right. Okay, but it's all nagim. Everyone's nagim. That's mechush to mishita. The Pasha Pshad, they did. That was the whole thing with Lushi Vaseilu. I say Uga, you said that there was, right? That there was a Karmpesa, Karmatsa. Pasha, there was Chazal, not like that, yeah? He was saying, let's Machushi Gashita. Don't walk away from the Shir.
So how could he go
against Chazal? The Pasha Pshad is with the Rosh Hashanah saying, Makai the Mitzvah.
How could he go against Chazal?
Remember Rambam. Is he saying a Pshad? I don't know. So, that's the road. Anyway. Okay. Fine. Okay. I'm going to skip the next little discussion here about whether it's Isha Be'em and Noach, because Be'emazin, he did the Machlekes. Just a second. Machlekes, the Rambam and Rabbi David. Yeah, said the dinner bowl is bowed by a guy. By how does he get rid of his wife? Yeah, can he get rid of it? So the Rambam says, easy come, easy go. Yeah? If either he or her decide they're out of it, yeah, he beat her one time too many, so then she picks up and leaves, and that's it. It's not called Yishnaneshis anymore. Benayach has bullets now. It's out. It's finished. The Meir David says punk pager. Meir David says that the tint is no parish of Gerishin, and they are married. So Meila, they're stuck. She's stuck. She can't leave. There's no parish of Gerishin by Benayach, but there is Bula's Baal. There is Bula's Baal. Yeah, there's a concept of Eishish. So she's married and she can't break it. So Pashtun is the Chayr. Machlokes is, what is there a gather of Ishus by them? Is there some connection? Is there a gather? It was just Bula's Baal. You know, they're living together. But it's Melchor the Rambam, it's just Bula's Baal. Therefore, easy come, easy go. Today they're living together as husband and wife. Tomorrow she picks up and leaves. Yeah, but the married dog seems to know, it's not some type of Kenyan. In order to break the Kenyan, there has to be a process of breaking the Kenyan. And since by a Jew has Gerishin, a guy does not have Gerishin, therefore you stop. But there's one Rambam, that's a Chari Pashtus. But there's a Rambam in Isra B, down to Yitess, where the Rambam is Mashma, not like that, the middle of the Chabit Shikos in Rambam. Then the Rambam says, by a person, an Isin Adam Shevchos Lahabai, Aleb Lechabai, etc. Oh, Moshe Shivcha Achas Hashnei Avadim, it's not a problem. Says Rama, yeah, Lefi Shein Ishus Ela Yisrael, Oy LaAkum Al Akum. So Meila, but to an Eved, there's no Ishus. I'm like, I give him one day to this Eved, the other day I'll give the Shivcha to a different Eved. That's not a problem because there's no concept of Ishus. But he does say Yisrael Oy LaAkum Al Akum. Sounds like it does have an Ishus. Then as Mashma Nag said, the Batsim hasn't been Ishus nor Bas. Ram said, you can break the Ishus by just walking out. Al Kapanim, we have the Brisker Rav, Teretz, it doesn't have Hashem Arla, it doesn't have Hashem Ishus, and that's another Teretz why Yaakov was able to marry two sisters. Now, the fourth Teretz is the Ramban, other Ramban. What? Where am I?
Page 3.
The Ramban, yeah, discusses the whole idea that the Abbas kept the Torah. Harris told us. Yish mishmarati mitzvayisai chukoyisai v'serayisai. Says Rashi, what's mishmarati? Gzeris. What's mitzvayisai? Mitzvahs iloi nichtivu. Mitzvahs siflius. Yeah? Like Gezel, Shechaz Domim. Chukoyisai is varam. Those are chukim. Like Chazir, Shatnes. Tairoisai is Tairoisai, Loshen Rabbim. Echot Tairoisai, Mechsav, Echot Tairoisai. Dr. Ramban. Okay? This whole Rashi is gebayit on the idea that Ramban Avinu kept the whole Torah before it was given. Right? Now we see also by Yosef the Agalos. Yosef sent the Agalos to Yaakov Avinu, but he ruach Yaakov. Why? Because Yosef Avinu promised him that this is the last sugya we learned together, the sugya of the Rufa, so I'm still holding. Yeah. Oh. Now, says the Ramban, one has a few kashas. Okay? How could Yaakov Avinu, make a matzeva? After Torah is given, the matzeva is also. Okay? Question number one, how could Yaakov Avinu marry Shtei Achayos? And he says, according to Chazal, according to the Medrash, there were four sisters. Because Bila and Zilpa were also sisters. So Meili married four sisters. Okay?
They're only related to the father.
Who? Bila and Zilpa?
Zilpa and Rachamaya.
Why? We just went through the whole Chesh before, the Ramban says that they were related not just through the father, even through the mother. Certainly, Rachel Leah. I don't know Bill and Zilpa.
Bill and Zilpa were pluggish, so they're not related to Rachel Leah.
Again, you know that Bill and Zilpa, that was two different plakshim? You know that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what. So, what do you say? Yeah? Again, says Ramban, how could Yaakov Avinu marry the two or four sisters? Yeah? And how could Amram marry his aunt? And how can Moshe Rabbeinu put 12 matzeves? Okay. Says the Ramban, a big yisoid. Yeah? Says the Ramban, a big yisoid. Oh, so first we wanted to say, before we got this yisoid, maybe when it says, maybe you can argue with Rashi. Mishmarti means shnius l'rayis. Oh, b'nei noyach. Mitzvaisa is gezel and shrichas damim. Chukaisa is erev menachai. So maybe we can have all the Zion mitzvahs in mishmarti, mitzvaisa, and chukaisa. It doesn't have to be talking about all the mitzvahs. It's talking about within the mitzvah b'nei noyach. Saraisai is dinin in Israel by Zara. What? Again, he's trying to say, maybe you want to say they didn't keep the Torah. I'll say, right? No, talking about. Oh, this was my problem. Fine, whatever. Kitzer. So he says, that's what he wanted to suggest, okay? But he said that, you know, could have said that. And Tairaisai. He said, "Right, Chazal tell us very interesting, yeah, that the Meseches Avodah Zarah of Ram Avinu had 400 prokim, yeah, 400 prokim. That's a nice size Mesechta over there. You know what I mean? You make a scene with that Mesechta, you deserve the mitzvah over there. Anyway, the kids are, so that could be all Nichlan and Tairais. But then Ram says the Ma'isa Chazal Ketrutei say they kept there. So what's Pshat? Says the Ramban." That lomar b'avinu atayra kul bracha kaidish va'osak ba uvatayme mitzvay seha v'sayde seha. It was Isaac in the nyanim of all the mitzvahs, the kabbalah of all the mitzvahs. V'shamar Isaac kula k'mishem tzuvayisa. Okay, he kept all the time k'mishem tzuvayisa. Oh, says the Ramban, he only did in Eretz Yisrael, and Yaakov Avinu married two sisters in Chutz Laretz, and Amram all right. Now, Veir was rolled on Chutz Laretz. Okay? And then with Yaakov Matzeva.
No.
They Eidim Tzuvaisa. But since Eidim Tzuvaisa, they only did it in Eretz Yisrael. Right? So the obvious question is, Mechtesi, why? Manavshav. You're doing the mitzvahs. All these mitzvahs are mitzvahs, they're not police barits. These are mitzvahs that... These are mitzvahs that are mitzvah shebeguf, the bein bars, bein b'chutz laretz, marrying two sisters, so mechtesi, that they only kept in Eretz Yisrael. What's Pshat B'chal and this Ramban over here? Man doesn't explain himself.
This Ramban?
No. The Ramban, till now, is in Breishis, Chavav Hei. Okay, there's another Ramban in Achrim. Ramban in Achrim always explains it. Okay.
Until Rachel died, weren't they already in Eretz Yisrael?
Oh,
so that's also like even in Eretz Yisrael, he didn't keep it.
Oh, so the man writes that he didn't live with her until they came to Eretz Yisrael. That's why she died. The reason why she died so that he shouldn't be with her in Eretz Yisrael. What? That's an excellent point. That's true. The double zilpa. The Ramban says, when he asked the question, he was mocked and he said, "Lefi Chazal, it's four." He said that, right? Chazal asked an excellent question. He doesn't really answer that. That's a great question. Oh, Agar just saw in these things that come out in pamphlets. Anyway, so some guy had Shigotayra over there, Garbus, whatever. Oh, it's actually the guy, the Shigotayra, yeah. He had a mimer. He brings down from someone a very nice Tesef, is Lefidus Ramban. Because Lavan, when he chased Yaakov down, right? And he tells them that they made a pact im tano es benoisai. Yeah, they're not going to be ma'ana benoisai. Would be ma'ana benoisai. In Rashi says Gemara in Yuma that what they're going to be menei tashmish from them. Yeah, menei tashmish. So like shayla mechtesi. Yeah. Well, why should love all of a sudden we were the acting when menei tashmish like to sound like mechtesi? So he said the Kohen Rabban is good because Rabban said they only kept the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. So when they were chutz la'aretz, now going back to Eretz Yisrael, right? So when they were chutz la'aretz, he wasn't worried that there were two sisters. But now that they're going back to Eretz Yisrael, and now Yaakov Gavinu is going to be nizer on all the mitzvahs and also Eishazach, Achayis Ishtai. So Mele, now he's worried that he's not going to have Tashmi because it's also Achayis Ishtai. That was Lavan's cheshbin. And all of a sudden he's getting all nervous on Yaakov, so he'll be Mele, Manes Benoist. Nice little chap of Fidr
Rabban. Lavan was a buddy.
What? I guess he knew they're in bad. I guess he knew they're in bad, yeah. Oh. Like this. So now, so the question is, what's Pshat Ramban? What's the Eretz Yisrael now? Oh, Teretz is. There's a famous Ramban in Parashas Achrei Mitz.
I was talking about this
with
Yaakov Rabbis last week.
I was very impressed. He got to this Ramban. You know it's Ramban. It says the Ramban, okay? That the Iker Kiyum Mitzvah, says the Ramban, Rabbi Yisai, is an Eretz Yisrael. Okay? And Chutz La'aretz, right, as the Free says, Vavadetem Mehera, yeah? What does it say after that? Shartam Lois Hagdecha, Chsaftam Zub Sech Visharecha, right? Vavadetem Mehera, Afa Pisha Nimigal Eschem in Aretz, the Chutz La'aretz, Heyu Mitzuyanim Mitzvahs. You should still be doing mitzvahs. Why? When you come back to Eretz Yisrael, lo yolechem chadashim. Moshe l'adam shekas l'ishtoi b'shilcha l'beis avia. The melech got mad at his wife. Yeah, he sent her home. But he told her, listen, right now I'm mad at you, I'm sending you home. You go home, make sure you keep on putting on makeup, right? So that when you come back, you won't have lost your touch. Yeah, so that Rashi brings it down, so that when you go to Chutz La'aretz, still you have to put on. You still have to make sure you wear tzitzis. You have to wear that tefillin and the mezuzah, even though you're going to Chutz La'aretz. Keep in shape. Yeah, keep in practice. Yeah. So everyone asks. Those are mitzvahs. They're not police baretz. You're going to Chutz La'aretz. Make sure you wear tefillin. Well, Chutz La'aretz, you're not chayav in tefillin. Why have to wear tefillin? To keep in shape. And when you come back to Eretz Yisrael, you won't forget how to put on tefillin. You won't forget how to write a mezuzah. Yeah? Ayitz mitzvahs, sheba guf is not totally, it's not like bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. So what's the habamina? Elamai zok d'ramban. Elamai zok d'ramban. That ikaki mitzvahs is an Eretz Yisrael. And the Rabban over there explains, he said, that, what? If we do mitzvah in Chutz La'aretz, it's just practice. That's right.
Phew. What? Stop just practicing.
Don't get me wrong. Don't go back home and say, okay, I'm going to fill in. You know, it's only practice anyway. Right? You know, no. Maisa, Yaakov, Yaakov, Chutz La'aretz, the mitzvah is in Chutz La'aretz also. But anyway, the Rabban said like this, what's pshat? Says the Ramban that Eretz Yisrael, Dr. Ramban, is Paltun Shomelech. Eretz Yisrael is the king's palace. Yeah? And then wings down, Chazal say that Eretz Asher Ein Hashem Aleha, Mereishis Hashona Achlu Shona. Right, the special Ashkacha Pratis in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because all the other countries, Bishbaruch gave over to the rule of the Sarim. And the Shemayim, the Malachim of the different nations, each one has his Sar. Bishbaruch gave the Hanaga of all the countries that Sar. The only country that remained under the jurisdiction, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu That's Eretz Yisrael. There's no side that's involved. That's Eretz Hashem Aleim Reishis Hashana and Achris Shana. The Mela, why is that? Because that's Palm Shemel. That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's palace. So Mela, he says, Ein Daima, someone that doesn't have Eira, someone doesn't listen to the king, when he's in the palace, he's in the throne room, yeah? In front of the throne room, and he doesn't listen to the a certain edict that the Melech, yeah? Melch said, "Achas das alamas." Right? One second, you're in front of the king, you're in front of his palace. You dirty the palace, yeah. You dirty it, yeah. During the palace, different than during the street, right? You dirty the palace. Who are you? What are you? Yeah. Mashen can. Oh, so Mela. That's why. Ikki mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. And also, there's a flip side of that. The Ikka aver is also in Eretz Yisrael. It means an aver in Eretz Yisrael has much more impact than a very on the chutzlards. That's why, if you look at the Satmar Rebbe as a sefer of Yoel Moshe, yeah, and there's three mamarim over there. One is about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. One is about the Hebrew language, and one is about the Gimel Shavuos L'Yal B'Chaima. That was a Shavuot. Shavuot was a big high, so they're not going to go up to Eretz Yisrael B'Chaima forcefully. And that's what the Sam Reb is against the whole Medinat Israel, yeah. But in the Maimer on Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, it's called Kol Olamdis, right? At least the Kanois maybe is hidden, but there's no like he's being done the sugi mamish, like mamish is unbelievable. You see his godness over there. Anyway, but so there. The theme really the gef and the whole he's worried there by Eretz Yisrael. Okay, his whole point is Eretz Yisrael is so kadosh, yeah. So if you come, and you're not ready. You do have Eretz, so you might as well stay home. Do have Eretz Chutz Laaretz, yeah. Anyway, come on, says it man. It's Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laaretz. It's just play, yeah, playing house, yeah. Tamela. The Ava is okay. After shit, this forms a flag when everyone wants to make Aliyah. Nefesh. This is really advertisement for Nefesh, Menefesh. Mela says Ramban, Nachzil Yaneinu. That's why the others, so when you're Mechuyiv, there's no excuses. Yeah, you have to keep the mitzvahs, the chutz laaretz, just like in Eretz Yisrael. But the others, Akhdaishim, they were Mechuyiv. Right? Elamai. They did it. Amos of Isa. So Mela, doing Amos of Isa, okay, then you do it only when it really counts. Yeah? To do the chutzlars, no. Anyway, it's only practice. So Mela says, man, that's why the office only kept turning chutzlars.
Why did they pick and that's
what
it,
what?
They picked and choose chutzlars.
Which mitzvah they did? Which yeah. They did? Which mitzvahs?
They did a bunch of mitzvahs. Like,
which mitzvahs they do? Which mitzvah they do in Chutzlars?
Yaakov didn't do Meiser.
What?
Yitzchak was saying Yaakov didn't give Meiser.
I mean Yitzchak? What?
Anybody?
Kosher, I think like Asa Shrein Allah?
No.
Was that was a Chutzlars? That was an Asa Shrein. So that was a Chutzlars. Who said it was a Chutzlars?
They didn't do a single mitzvah.
Oh, but when he speaks of what I mentioned before. The man says that's why Rachel died. He was Chusa like Meiser in Chutzlars. He was Chusai. La Yashav Eretz Mishnei Achayes, yeah, and she was the one that was. She was the second one. She was the Bisser, yeah. Oh, eyes, and she got pregnant with Miyamin before they came to Shechem. Okay, and said the Rambam said La Nagaba Ba'aretz Klal. They got there and saw La Nagaba didn't touch Rachel. Top. Oh. So what's that? No. So you should be asking Kasha.
Oh,
we start from possibly. This should be your question. Like you asked before. No. In Love and Garti. When was that? That was the Chutz Laaretz.
Yeah.
That's what you see in the Chutz Laaretz. So Al Kapanim Vinishvi. That's the story of the Ramban Rabbi Yisai. That's which terrace we holding? The fourth terrace. Fifth terrace. Where are we? The Gabe is the fourth. What?
Yeah.
That was how Yaakov Avinu was able to marry Shtei Chayes. Teretz is it was a Chutz Laaretz.
he got to Eretz Yisrael, he didn't touch Rachel anymore.
That's what the man says.
So about Lavan said, if your man,
no,
if your man attached,
right? So there was, he was made for the bris. He's made for the, according to the Ashkenazic Torah. So he broke the pack. He broke the pack.
And he was
saying that man, you can't use the Ramban to explain that. The man himself says he talked to touch it. So Lov was right. Lov was talking right. Okay. Does it say that? Does it say Yaakov? Yeah, it's a mashma. The Yaakov was what was not doing this. So, all right, here, fine. Now, okay, the fifth carrots. Yeah. Says the Parashas Drachim, written by Mishnah Malach. You heard of Mishnah Malach, Amol? You heard of Mishnah Malach. The Mishnah Malach was saved for Drush, Parashas Drachim, and he's famous, it's a whole Sefer, yeah, but he's famous for the first few Drushes, where he's the Mara Dishmaitza on the whole Sugya, where the Ovis, before Ma'antaira, where they have dinner ben enayach or not, he's the one that, you know, Shtolovek, that sugya. Okay? You know, it's Bechagi Jess and the brothers, and Bechagi is Pari and Moshe, you know, it's a, those, you know, one of those that is Bechagi is everybody. Anyway, yeah, that's, you know, Jess and the brothers with Abel Lechai and Arias, that's it. Okay, whatever. Now, so he says like this. Oh, so he brings down from the Marash Yafim. Again, Mishmelech is down over there. This they kept the Torah. Is that even Lakula or just the Chumah they kept the Torah? But about Lakula, it was a Shail Lakula. They were still going Batsim. For the Meshur Zadin, yeah, and Mishavaisa they kept the Torah. But Batsim they were going. If they were going, they can't go. They can't be Mako on a dinner Torah. Yeah. So like this, the Marash Yafim. He brings down the Marash Yafim. And asks, how could Yaakov marry two sisters? Oh. So he says that when Avraham Avinu got married, did the bris milah, so then Nivdal hu v'zaroi midin shar b'nei noyach. Melech, shenos Yaakov shei d'chayos, gayron. Yeah? So he megayer them. Melech, gershon is gayer, shikaton, shenoy l'adami. So Mel, they're not sisters anymore. Huh? Well, they're not sisters anymore. Okay? So Mel,
well, why can't you tell?
What? We're not going with Ramban now. I understand you. We're going, that was Ramban's there. With number five, not number four.
Well,
moved
can,
on.
Why couldn't he then marry someone from Canaan? Why Dafka from Why did he, Yitzchak and tell him to marry someone from the family.
That's a stomach question. Nothing to do with our discussion right now.
No, what
does that
the point mean? Wasn't that it's like something.
No, because why did Avram send the Eliezer to go and not Canaan? Was some problem with Canaan?
Something else.
What does that do with us?
Just like Jewish. I don't know.
Why were Lachaleh Jewish? Lava was a Jew. Mesul was a Jew. Avram Avinu became a Jew. Mechtesi, they weren't Jewish. There was relatives. There was none from relatives.
My Rebbe said last year a crazy tshuva from Russia with this family. All of them were Gaia, and they asked, is your problem with you because of this concept?
Say it. Anyway, Gersha's Gaia Conchonel Domi, and Mela, they're not sisters anymore. The Mela. So therefore, there's no chasishta anymore. Oh. The Maisa, though, the truth of the matter is, this Shaila, of whether or not, or this child, he's assuming, right, says the Mishnah Mela, says the Baruch Drachim, this only works if they went out Lakula. Right, if the Mamish became Jews. And you could say, okay, there was a proper gayness. But it was just the Chumrah. They weren't really Jews. They just kept the mitzvahs. You know, they weren't the status of a Jew. So Mela, then you can't say it's Derek. Then there wasn't real gayness. They weren't real Jews, and it's not real gayness. Mela doesn't help you, Karen Shneid Adam. As the Mishmael points out on this Merashi Alpha. Lagabe, if we already talked about this Shaila, whether they were Jews or not, so, just like I mentioned briefly, I don't mean Mayrich, but there's a Machoikis, another Ramban, the end of Parashas Emor. He has a Vikuach with the Chachmei Tzarfatin, the Bali Taisvis. Lagabe, the story over there with the Makala, Magadev. Vayetze, Ben Ish Mitzri, Ben Ish Israelish, who Ben Ish Mitzri? That was the son of Shlomo Bas Divi, who was fathered by the Mitzri. Okay? And so where do you go? Vayetze, where are you going? So Rashi means down. The Chachmei Tzarfatin want to say, because he went to be Megai. He went to be Megai. Yeah? So why Ben Guy? Why? Because before Matan Torah, he went after the father. His father's a guy, he's Mitzri. He's a guy, he didn't want to do Geiris. Yeah? Says Ramban, what are you talking about? Ma'al Shenichas of Ramban Binu Lebris, they were Jews. And Meila, he went after the mother. The mother was Jewish. So Meila, he was Jewish, he didn't have to do Geiris. Akbam, we see Machlekes, the Ram, this is not the important idea to remember. Okay? In the whole sugya of the office, for Chai Yisrael, before Matan Torah, what's that, the status of Jews or Goyim? This is probably the most fairish marmachim about it. And that, the Ramban, and then the Parashat Emor, and his Vikuach with the Chachmei Tzarfas, whether or not you went after the mother, or after the father, before the Torah. Now, okay. Let's just skip a little bit. One second. So Maisa, okay, so we'll talk about the Advaz later, the bottom of page 4. The Advaz also talks about this question. We'll see in a minute what he says, okay, the Rajba. But he has the Gemara in Arbi Pesachim, which is really a question on all the Pshatim, yeah, all the Trotsim. How is he able to do it? So the Gemara in Pesachim says, yeah, in the Sudas Tzadikim, the Sudas of Yasa, Moshe Lavi, yeah, who's going to bench? Huh? So Aaron Akayin, no? The Akayin. The Gemara says they want to give, they will try to give the kais to Yaakov Avinu, and he's going to say, I can't do brachas hamazon by this suda. Why? Well, I married two sisters. Yeah. So if everything was kosher yosher, everything was fine, what was the problem? But Red Baz, that was min chasidus. Since Seif Kosev after the Torah, it will be awesome. Maybe you want. So Akapanim. Let's move on. So where we're holding? Six? Number six. Oh. So now the question is, one second. I think the bones are skipped. Oh. Yeah, the page 5, we have the Nefesh HaChayim. Okay? Chaim Balazin writes, yeah, writes like this. It's not a very serious thing in Nefesh HaChayim. Dom's learning Nefesh HaChayim? What Shari are you learning? Shari Dalet. Okay. This is Shari Aleph. That's where my bench to get there. He writes a big story like this. He writes, yeah? Isn't it right? Right. Obvious Mitzan Hasagosam B'Toyer Sichla. It's a very, very important Nefesh HaChayim. Yeah? The obvious were understood kfi zachas sichlam. All what the kayach of a mitzvah and a veir does, and all the lamas al yainim, and what power your ma'isim had, and both the tav and the mutav, on a positive and a negative, all the pagam that and the destruction that your negative actions and negative machshavas and negative dibur does. So Meili is like this. Yaakov Avinu understood l'fi shayrish nishmasai. Yigroin tikkunim gedolim bekeiches vaylamis al yainim im yisrish neachayis. Yaakov Avinu, he understood kefi shorosh nishmasai, if he'd marry Rachel and Leah, it would be who knows what. She had some menu, Moshe and Miriam. Right? He knew that this is going to. I'm also. He married his aunt. We knew that this was his shidduch. This was his basheret, and who came out now? Moshe and Miriam. Not bad. Not a bad lineup over there. No. Yeah. Oh, says the Nebuchadnezzar, "Zeo gam ki ma'atayim shalit natayir lenoyach va'avas akdoshim." Yeah, unbelievable. Nebuchadnezzar. You know, the reason why the Torah was given to the Jews and not to Noach and not to Admarishan is why? Because the Torah was already given, Yaakov couldn't have married two sisters. And Amram couldn't have married Adasa. The reason why, unbelievable statement that Nebuchadnezzar says, the reason why the Torah waited to give the Torah to Klai Yisrael in order that Yaakov should be able to marry two sisters, and Amram should be able to marry his aunt. Because had the Torah been given, there wouldn't have been an option. Mela, Kishbaruch postponed the giving of the Torah in order to have the tikkunim that are going to happen with these two marriages. This is all before Matan Torah. Yeah. Once the Torah is given, then you can't make Cheshbonos. Then Torah l'Avishmayim, he's saying this, the Derech Tzachos, yeah? That Torah l'Avishmayim, Ubal Yitzchakim, Adam, that he knows in the Shemayim, he knows if he does this, he does that, it's going to do who knows what. Once the Torah is given, there's no Cheshbonos, you got to do what the Torah says, don't make your Cheshbonos. That's he's being Merambas over here, that he talks about it later. Like woman fairy, the whole Nefesh Chaim Betzim is coming against Hasidim, yeah. So Mela, those, you know, you daven at 10 o'clock, you know, it's Makushma, etc., because you have to do all the achunas and you misakin all the lamas, you know, before you davening. Actually, once her myself, I think it was the Imri Emes. Because Nimi Emes, or the Svas Emes, he feared dying in Ger, and this is the minute today in Ger, all over the world, I believe. Shabbos morning, they start diving at 7:30, and they have an hour break before laning. They learn, they have a Seder, a little davening, they learn for an hour. I'm pretty sure that's the minute, I mean, that was Ger in Barapak, was like that, I'm pretty sure that's the minute Ger all over the world. So when he did that, when the Ger Rebbe feared dying, so one of the Zikni Hasidim came over to him. He said, the Rebbe destroyed my davening, my Shabbos davening. She says, why? Because it used to be, I get up, fire talks, I get up early, go to mikvah, I'd say the whole Sefer Tillim, yeah, Benachas, Benimus, you know, a couple hours took me to go to the whole Sefer Tillim, and I would be my Vesedra, and I come to davening, I can manage the davening at 9 o'clock, wherever it was, 8:30, wherever it was. You know, I come davening, mamish prepared for davening, mamish I have davening. Here, I'm like Mikoshi, I'm like rushing, you know, and I'm rushing through the tillam, I'm rushing this, I have to be finished by 7:30, yeah? So it wasn't, yeah. So he says, the Torah, he brings that he opened the siddur for him, and we say in Kabbanis, it says that if you put a kurt in the Torah, it says if you put a kurt of shel dvash, ein adam yachal lamen lefnei reicha. Yeah, you put a drop of honey in the besamim, in the ketores, it would be like not shaykh, or don't believe it. You cannot like, it would be like crazy, crazy smell. Yeah. But what does it say after that? No. So why don't we do it? Ki atayra amra kol sa'ar v'chol devash la'sikra sekir manish la'shem. You can't be makir sar and vashem et beya. Ki at tayra amra. So what are you telling me? No, that's him. Why can't I put a little honey in? It'll be mamish unbelievable reya. Mamish ketayra is like nechayach. Yeah. Said the Ger Rebbe is a litvish chassidish meisi. Yeah. Says the Ger Rebbe. So I like it. He says the Ger Rebbe that no ki at tayra amra. This is my Krishna Rabbi side. Yeah, tell your army, telling me, yeah, all you have to come in when you say, Mamish, they say, for tell him, Chulub. No. This is my Krishna, okay, tell your army, I'm signing with the army at 7:30. Akabanim, says, Vlajan. This whole spiel is Nafka before the Torah was given. Then you can make your Cheshbainis. Yeah, it's Kedai, it's this, that, Cheshbainis. But once the Torah is given, then it doesn't help. So that is which tires we're holding? Six.
That was six.
Okay, that's it. So let's just fast forward a little bit. Page six. Oh, so there's a Rashba, which is really you can't really understand. But the Ravaz was asked to explain the Rajba, and he didn't want to explain it because the Rajba picked up Allah. But then he does explain it a little bit. The Rajba writes, it's not interesting Rajba. He's talking about the Akhbir means the. So he said, Varm Stumim, Abiyah picked up Allah. He writes, Shatarin and Chayin al Shloish Amudim, Zman, Makayim, and Kalim. Okay, the Torah is built around three things. The time, the location, and the kelim. What does it mean? So look, not all like ayam mesur melacha, right? Time factor is very important in Torah, right? If you're going to do, you're going to eat matzah on Shavuos, you didn't do anything, right? The makayim. Now, if you shumas amayi is only chayim in Eretz Yisrael, and you can only bring carbon in the base of mikdash. Guy decides. He wants to make a carbon, he saw his mom and he wants to connect, he brings him a carbon, he's chayiv karis, shvut dechutz, right? Okay. Now, Kalen, loy b'chol da b'yotzen. He has to be the right time, the right object, and the right place. Okay? Yeah. So he says, loy kol da b'makrivim kibonazim. Oh, zo, adka. That's how he explains, that's how he answers the kasha of Yaakov. Huh? Rather sasa. What did he say? So someone asked Rav Vaz this question. What is the Rajba talking about? Yeah? What's the Rajba talking about? How's he answer Kasha? It's a very nice story, but what does that do with the Yakami Magic system? Says the Rav Vaz, At the Oichiz Ba'arpi, you're grabbing me by the neck, to make me do something I don't want to do. He says, okay, Apikank, Kadesh Loi Loi Tziachach, Cholok, to throw you out. Okay, I'll Ermes lecha remizus hashatav in deverat. I'll give you a little bit of a hint. What's he talking about? So he says the Rajba wrote at the end v'loy ro'i lehakrif kikayin. Right, Yisrael can't get up there, right, and be makriv karbanos. Right. Oh, he says like this. What does it mean to say? Yaakov Vinu, Chazal say, is the Kisa Kavod is the face of a human, and that's Yaakov Vinu. We've seen it in the Cheskel. The reason why Arayas is Aser. Is that is like Hilo, you're being mishtamish b'sharvit d'shomel, using the scepter of the king. The nachas Yaakov is nachas b'limitzarim. Yaakov has a power of breaking boundaries. Nachas b'limitzarim, he's going to have a nachas Yerusha without boundaries. U'mishtamish b'shtei achaya is lach Leah v'rachel. So you understand why Leah was buried and not Rachel. You understand the idea of b'shtei achaya is. Kitzer, says the Rav Vaz, that basically what the Rajba is saying is that Yaakov, all mitzvahs are totally kafi the inyan, on what it is, right? The time, the place, the object. So Yaakov Avinu was, since he was the Kisei HaKavod, so male by him, it wasn't Shayach Isser Beis HaChayis. Because it's Mishtamish B'Shavita Shel Melech, and that wasn't Shayach Yaakov Avinu. Without explaining much more, but at least he's, you know, giving you a little bit of a test. So, Akapanim, Sofizeh, we have terrace number
seven.
Terrace number seven. Although we don't really understand too much about it, but there is a very deep Kabbalistic teretz which is set up. Izeh, so deep that the Ravaz, the Rajbas says him totally. The Ravaz, you know, feels pushed against the wall to explain it a little bit. And Mela, so that's his net now. Shavita another teretz. What?
Shavita is a staff.
Is the scepter, yeah.
So Yaakov Avinu had the scepter?
No. He doesn't say that. He says that Isser is being mishtamed b'shavit ha-melech, and for some reason Yaakov didn't have that Isser. Because he was the chokh of a kisei, since he was chokh of a kisei kavod, he didn't have that Isser. That's just, you know what I mean? It's not even a Pesach. You know what I mean? If someone understands it, they understand it. But he's giving you a little bit of an inkling of what the Raj was talking about. Okay? Then, yeah, the teretz of the Maral. This is really a whole teretz by itself, a whole Yisrael of the Maral. And this has to do a little bit what we spoke of in the beginning about the round of the Joshua against the Skarab. The Maral writes, yeah, that a very interesting story. Maral writes that the fundamental difference between mitzvah say and mitzvah lois say. Okay, that's the Maral. Mitzvah say is something positive. Yeah, you do a mitzvah, it accomplishes something. A mitzvah lois say that's doing something good. Mitzvah lois say is only, you know, if you do it, you know, you're doing something bad. But not that be'etzem, it's not that be'etzem, yeah, nothing there about be'etzem. It's just that Hashem said not to do it, then there's a problem. But it's not that be'etzem, there's something bad about it. Okay? Therefore he says, for example, he says, you don't find that woman will be makbid, let's say, not to shave. Okay? Hooray. All women, right, they run to Heshayfer on Rosh Hashanah. Right? Most women, I believe, take lulav, yeah, on Sukkot, right? They're makbid. They're not mitzvah. But they do it anyway, mitzvah, right? You don't find it, but Gabi Eloy says that a woman is not mitzvah, yeah, you don't find that she's makbid, right? There's no tzad that she's makbid, by Eloy says, right? Why? Because Eloy says, he's not bad sin. And therefore, if you're mitzvah, say it, you have to do it. If you're not mitzvah, then there's no point in being machmar and say you're not mitzvah. Because it's not inherently bad. Yeah, it's only if you're mitzvah that it's bad. Oh, the Meili says, he explained very interesting, right? You're not walking the basic forest with tzitzis out, right? Why? Like Larosh. You say, you can't do mitzvahs, I'm doing mitzvahs, right? But by klayim, you could be, the tachrichim could be klayim. So why is not a problem like Larosh?
What's the question?
Gemara Nida says, I'm Aleph and Beis, that you're allowed to make the tachrichim of the mitzvahs could be klayim. Right? Be now where it sits is in the base of kvar is why it's loig l'rosh. Now, so how do you put it on the climb on the mace himself? Why not loig l'rosh? You're laughing at the poor guy, right? You can't do mitzvahs. You're stooping in his face, yeah. You can't wear tzitzis next to the kever, but you could put the climb on him, yeah. Huh? Says the Maral, all my feet say it's good. Because klayim, nothing wrong about wearing klayim. It's only if you're mitzvah. If Meis is chafshim and mitzvah, he's not mitzvah anymore. Mele is no problem. The truth of the matter is, Pesach has the kasha. Okay? Now I'm going to like Taisus. Taisus over there needs to ask the Kasha. Taisus gives different Taisus. Taisus answers that if there's no Hana, even when you're alive, there's no Isser. So it's not like Larosh. The mace is not being Nana from the garden. The mace is not being Nana from what?
So why can't we work now?
No, that's not a question. Why? We're not discussing philosophy now. We're discussing what the gather of the mitzvah. The Isser wearing Klayim is to be Nana, only when you're being Nana. If you're not being Nana, there's no Isser. Okay, it's not a Sharon Klayim. Yeah? So therefore, says Taisvitz, even if he's alive, he's not Nana, there's no Isser. So Mel, now that he's dead, he's not being Nana. Mel, there's no Isser, there's no leg of the rush. But Morales says no, because it's Lois Sensei. And Mel, he says, Yaakovinu, the office that kept the Torah, but only I say, it's not Lois Sensei. So Mel, Yaakovinu was able to marry two sisters. Hi, Frex Vichaskel. No?
Which one?
Targum is a Shemarti. In the Taryag, it's Ramacha say and Shasal Laisa say. So, Melechai, this is a pal. This first Rashi is against morale. This was already almost to the end. Where are we? Seven? Seven. So, now the eight was.
Don't say seven.
That was eight? No, seven. Seven. Mela, the last parrot, Maral says that it was the bias of Apiro Hakai.
That's the finest.